I'm stupid, you're smarter. I'm stupid, thinking there's a way that this could turn out right.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the greatest internet radio show, Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, there's only two of us in the studio, so we get to trash talk everyone else. Tonight we'll talk about everything imaginable. Well, maybe not. We'll try. Something tells me it's going to be a pretty shitty show. May we suggest the Home and Garden Channel? www.eatyourass.com. Good morning, Murphy.
Good morning, Treasure.
How do you sound better than fucking board?
Sorry, dude. I always sound better than you. It's not the board.
I'm going to blame the board. I got to blame the board.
All right, fine.
I can't blame you. That's just not nice.
Exactly.
Why are you in such a pissy mood?
I'm not in a pissy mood. I'm just reading.
See, you're in a pissy mood, though, because I've been talking to you before the show, and you've said like three words.
I don't have a whole lot to say.
Oh, so you come to a talk show with not a lot to say. This is never, never a good start to a show.
Well, considering I was told to not talk last week.
Not talk over everybody else, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So what happened here? Let's see, it's just you and me tonight.
Yeah, we kind of like, what's the best way to put it?
We're hemorrhaging hosts again?
No, it's... kind of like a anti-affirmative action.
You know, it is, because we have no women.
And no minorities.
No minorities, and no chief.
Chief's a minority.
Yeah, sort of.
He has a reservation.
He's more white than anything. I have pain. That is weird. White. White.
Oh, boy. This just got real interesting quick.
Yeah.
Trencher got into a car accident yesterday.
Yes. Not only did I get into a car accident, I got into a hellacious car accident.
It was a humdinger, if you will.
It was quite a unique car accident. Not even unique. It was typical.
It wasn't unique. You got rear-ended.
Yes. I'm on the freeway driving to work at 6:50 in the morning. And one of those rock haulers, one of those double, like those semis that had the two trailers full of rocks,
yeah,
pulls over and starts braking and pulling over to my lane. At which point I have to just hit the brake, just slam on the brakes. The guy behind me starts slamming on the brakes, but either he didn't do it soon enough or he was following too close or whatever other reason, smashes into my car on the freeway going about, I don't know, I'd have to say we were probably both going about 50 to 60 miles an hour.
Nice.
Let's put you this way. The impact was hard enough that it broke my chair, broke my seat. So I already sit pretty much comfortably back a little bit, you know. But when I actually came to a full stop, I was laying almost vertically in my car.
Oh, crap.
So the back completely went just all the way back. I didn't even get out of my car to begin with. I just kind of sat there and I started making phone calls. One to my wife to tell her, hey, I've been in an accident, but I can still dial the phone. I'm still doing pretty damn good. Second note call was to my boss saying, well, you know, normally I'd be at work at this time. However, I'm here and I'm on the freeway and go watch me on the news because, you know, I blocked up traffic on the 95. So, yeah, that was that. I didn't even get at 20 minutes later, like after all the tickets and all the statements and everything was taken. That's when I turned first time I've been out of my car. And that was the first time that I took a look at the rear end of my car. That shit was folded in on itself.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It is pretty funny looking.
Oh, my God, my car. Yeah, my wife looked at it. She goes, you know what that looks like? Imagine an old person with no teeth smiling.
Yeah.
That's what the car looks like. It is literally at the trunk line because I got smashed by a Ford F-150 with, like, it was a work truck. So, you know, it was heavy duty, one of those heavy duty models. So I got smashed up pretty good. But this morning, I feel like I've done about 100 sit-ups. At least that's how much my stomach hurts. Not my stomach, but the muscles. And then my neck, of course, I have very limited range of motion. But I went to the doctor last night. I'm okay, though. No spinal injuries.
Hey, that's a plus.
That's a plus. So it's just stiff, sore muscles. So
That means you don't get the nifty parking spot.
No. I don't want the nifty parking spot.
And they gave you a little car.
Yes, they did. There was no way Allstate was going to say, no, we can't help you, or, you know, because Allstate's his insurance. So they've already got me the car. They've already got my car, my regular car, at a shop to get it checked out to see what's going on.
And they gave you a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, they did. I'm not too happy with that car. I don't like PT Cruisers as much as you'd think I should.
Well, I'm a fan of them, so.
They're all right. They're just, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's really weird. You sit very awkwardly in those cars. You sit a little too straight upright. You know, if I want that, I'll buy a fucking truck. You know? I like sitting back in a car, and I just can't do that very comfortably in that vehicle.
Well, I mean, I kind of like them the way they look, like old-fashioned milk trucks, but, you know.
Yeah. You know, and externally, they look pretty good. It's the internal. I mean, we'll go out tonight and after the show, and I'll take you in the car.
Oh, I've ridden in before.
Oh, okay.
My brother-in-law came when he came to town with his wife. We drove to Disneyland in one.
Ah.
And I got to say, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice ride.
Did you drive it, or did you ride it?
I rode in the passenger seat.
It's a little different driving. Like two couple things that threw me off right away about the car. I went to go roll down the windows, and I freaked out because I couldn't find the switches for the windows.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
No. On the 07s or 08s or whatever I'm driving, it's up on the front of the dash.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, like, where your stereo is, if you can just imagine reaching up another 5-6 inches, there's four toggle switches for the windows. There's also the lockout button right there on that same switch. Now, my thing is why bother having the fucking lockout button if anybody up in the front seat can roll down a window because they can just unlock it? Fuck them. But, yeah, you know what? One thing I will say this. I was very thankful. My little guy wasn't with me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because with the seat breaking like it did, it would have crushed his leg. Guaranteed.
Well, yeah, you know, you are a big fat guy, so.
I am. I'm 240 pounds. But you'd figure a car seat would do better than that.
Well.
You'd think. I mean, I know it's supposed to break to. It's not supposed to stay super rigid to help the impact. But to break like that, no. Not like that.
Well. At least you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
You took it in the rear from an F-250.
150, I found out.
Or 150.
Yeah, but I did take it in the rear from a big, big pickup. And it was a
work truck. A Mexican guy driving?
Yes. But he had insurance. It was a work truck.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, way to break the stereotype.
Yeah. So not only did I get hit by, you know, somebody, but I got hit by somebody who was in their work vehicle.
Oh, yeah. That's money in the bank right there.
I'm taken care of.
Don't mind me. I'm eating...
Where are you eating? Is it more gummy worms?
You want a real gummy worm?
Oh yes, I love real.
Yeah,
gummy worms.
They're not the sugar covered. Hey, you know what? I should probably
the sugar covered octopus hell that scratched Chief's glasses last week.
That's goddamn funny.
That is.
He still gives me shit about that too.
So okay, so here's what's going on tonight. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host Trencher,
and I'm Murphy.
We're both kind of laid back, mellow today.
Yeah,
I think both of us are just kind of meh.
Well, you know, I started a new job this week.
Yep,
and I'm going through all that, so it's kind of interesting. I have a real job this time. I have a. Where is it at? Hold on. Is it in my pocket? No. I have a fob for.
A fob? Oh, yeah. To get in the building?
No, for VPN. I have a company credit card already.
Wait. You have the RSA.
Yeah, fob.
Random number fob.
Yep. I have one of those. I have a company credit card. I'm the man.
Wow, a company credit card.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
What are you going to buy on it?
Let's see. So far, I've bought some printers, some networking gear. Cable, and lunch.
As long as you got lunch out of it, it's a good card.
Yeah, well, I got too expensive. My boss was with me.
Very cool.
Yeah, so all in all, not bad.
So what else got you? Because you're very preoccupied over there. And,
no, I'm just chilling.
Now, we don't have Ginger, so we know you're not going to be watching porn. Well,
maybe I
distracting
will.
Others by watching porn.
There you go. Let's get it right.
We know that Decaf isn't here. He's working late. And we know that Chief isn't here. He's having a Mexican holiday. In other words, 32 relatives are coming to move into his house.
Luckily enough, they all came in one car.
A VW bug. Actually, I should say a minibus. It was a family vehicle.
There you go. Get it right, my friend.
Thank
get
you.
Your stereotypes
yes,
right.
I got to get my stereotypes right.
So, yeah, it's yeah.
So here's how this works tonight. Since I know we have topics, but probably not a lot of them because we expected everybody to be here.
Yeah, no shit.
I know I didn't pull a lot of news. I quit pulling a lot of news because everybody's been here. We're going to open up the phones early. We're going to say if you want to call, talk about anything, the number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's the studio we're out of. Or you can give us a call, and if you could put this in the chat room, I'd appreciate it there, Murph.
Yep.
1-866-587.
Wait.
What am I waiting for?
Okay. Go ahead.
1-866-587-6257. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, anytime you want to chat with us, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the tasty. Click on the cam and chat link. That'll allow you to see our beautiful mugs. I may get that cam working. And also, you can chat with us because it has, you know, IRC software up there.
Irk.
So you can chat with us and communicate with us. What the hell?
Have you seen these yet?
No. What is it?
This is a little mini container of Listerine.
Oh, Jesus. This is that spritzer stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, man. I don't want to. It's
go
Listerine.
Ahead.
Okay, but if it makes me wince, it's going to hurt.
Do it.
Oh, God. Okay. Dude, this makes me look like a fucking leisure suit guy. Hey, let me tell you.
Oh, by the way, I filled it with semen. Not mine.
Bleachy. Jesus.
No,
whoa.
That's the...
But you got to understand, I got a little bit on my lips, and my lips are burning. Fucking mace.
Yeah, I know.
Die.
Hey, not on the screen. Yeah, a little Listerine thing. My wife got it for me.
Hint.
Yeah, I asked her to get me a bottle of Listerine, and this one she comes back with.
You told her to get a bottle of mouthwash, and she brings a spritzer.
Yeah, I told her I wanted one for home and one for work. That way, when I finish lunch.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, except she brought me this.
Warning,
avoid spraying in eyes. Flammable.
Flammable?
Get the blowtorch. I want to test
this
shit out.
Totally. We got to test that out.
So, yeah.
All right. So, we got a call already. Let's see who this is. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
I'd like to complain about something.
Oh, dear God. It's Virtual One. Hello, Vert.
Howdy.
What would you like to bitch about today?
The weather.
What are you talking about? It's beautiful here. In Las Vegas, it was 71 degrees today and sunny.
2 days ago. The high, that means the tallest the thermometer gets was -1 without wind chill. Wind chill, the high was like -10.
Well, I've got a couple solutions for you.
Yeah, move, you dumb shit. You live in the middle of you live in the middle of nowhere where there's winter.
Yeah.
Light my house on fire to keep warm, something like that. My God.
Well, that'd give about a good half hour burn, but still. Move, because, you know, that's what I did, and I'm happy. I love the weather out here. Sure, it gets hot in the summer. 110, though, you really do get used to it, and isn't all that bad.
Yeah, I mean, here all of the pipes freeze. Over there, your lawn furniture melts. I don't think it's any better, is it?
Yeah, very much better. You don't have to repair lawn furniture. You can just throw it out and buy new.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Although I will say that if the temperature gets down below, like, 20 degrees here, pipes do freeze and shit happens, like sprinkler systems break because they're all PVC.
Yeah, mine exploded.
Well, it's neat, though. I mean, if you even get one flake of snow, I suppose everything's canceled due to the blizzard.
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
Here, everyone's tires are going flat.
Because it's too cold?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. I
but
forgot about
the
that.
The really stupid thing is I went to a gas station that has a pump.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those electronic ones. You dial up the, 35 PSI.
Uh-huh.
Start. Nothing. Start. Nothing. I go inside.
Did you pay the
quarter?
The
pump isn't working. But yeah, it does that when it gets cold. That's when everyone's tires go flat.
Yeah, of course. And look at it this
you
way.
Know,
so,
hot
yeah.
things extract, or things up. Expand.
Anyway, I just
cold,
wanted to
contract.
Rant about that. I thought I'd call in and vent a little.
One degree in Waterloo, Iowa. I'm so happy I moved.
Now, the guy I'm replacing at my job, he's actually on his way to Des Moines right now. Actually, he's there.
He works in his
Des Moines? No, it's not one. No, we're warmer than that. It's three.
It's three.
Oh, three.
Wow. Three.
Yeah, he actually drove 12 hours one day, 12 hours the next. He is in Des Moines right now.
Wow, to work.
Yeah, to work. It's like, you dumb son of a
bitch. What is he working for, WHO?
No, he's going to be doing some video production.
Nice. In Des Moines?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do, tape corn?
Kind of. I can't really talk about it, but
you can only make one Field of Dreams movie. All right, Vert, thanks for calling up and telling us about how you're freezing your ass off, but I'm sure you have a MacBook, so just put that, you know, near you, and that should keep you plenty warm.
There you go.
All right, thanks for the call. Later. All right, Virtual One, thanks for the call. Anybody else wants to give us a call tonight? We're just taking calls at random. 1-866-587-6257. We want to hear from you. Just if you just want to bitch, you want to moan, you want to talk about anything.
This would be a good night to do that.
Yeah, because there's only two of us, so you guys get to be the official co-hosts by calling in and talking and letting us know what you're thinking. And,
then I'll chime in with witty comments. It'll be fine.
Or just pure bullshit.
That too.
My turn.
Mine was better.
Yikes. That one sounded like it had a little bit of sandwich on it.
Yeah, it had something in it.
All right, so, yeah, I mean, what are you still reading? Because you're still reading over there, and
I'm just looking at
your
stuff.
Your eye contact has been bullshit. I mean, normally you've told me, I'm going to sit across from you there, Trench, so that way we can have eye contact and feed off each other to do a good show. And you've been looking at porn the entire time.
No, actually, I've been looking at the news. Famous British actor Ian Richardson.
Dead?
He is dead.
Which one was Ian Richardson?
He was the guy from House of Cards.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
No. Okay, no. The Grey Poupon guy.
Oh, the Grey Poupon guy.
Yeah,
got it. Okay,
guy.
Yeah.
Dead.
Wow, that sucks.
He's 72. He died.
Hey, you know what? Dead Celebrity of the Week, though. We got to, you know, might as well, I don't know. Should I load it and do it
now?
No,
let's
do it
wait.
A little later.
We'll tease it.
Okay. Well, I think we can't tease what obviously everybody knows. Can we?
I don't know. Can we? We can try it.
I mean, if you don't know this person's dead, you're not only living under a rock.
It's a very big rock.
It's a very big rock, and it landed on you the day before. I think he's dead, Jim.
No, we can tease it just
Ouch.
A little bit. We don't have to talk about it just yet.
Okay. So, yeah, we got our dead celebrities of the week. We'll do
we can
fare.
Do a music battle this week, too.
You know, I don't have a lot of music because I didn't plan on it.
Dude, okay. How do you not plan on it? I haven't played a goddamn song in 3 fucking weeks.
Which is why I decided not to bring any music so you could go nuts with it this week, because I've been a real bastard because I have had a lot of stuff I've wanted to play.
Well, you
I can go down to the car and get a bunch of music.
You do what you got to do.
But what I got to do is, you know, work with you here. I mean, we have 2 hours we have to work together.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be real fun, isn't it?
Great. It's going to be one of these fucking... Your ass hurt because of what I said last week.
I'm not ass hurt about anything.
You are totally ass hurt because last week I told you...
If I was ass hurt, I'd set it up on the form.
Yeah, you know what? If you are ass hurt, I could tell because you're just being really standoffish.
No, I'm actually looking for something.
Oh, you're trying to fill in the time.
Yes, I'm stretching.
We could stretch a little more.
I don't want to see your asshole.
No, I don't want to see my asshole either.
Then why do you squat over the mirror?
Oh, that? Oh, that's called a home colonoscopy therapy. Oh. Yeah. Hold on. Got to drink. I got that Listerine burning the side
of
my
mouth.
Yeah, you
know what's really funny? Virtual One doesn't know the name of the dead celebrity. So the Playboy model, what's her name? Dude, I got to tell you.
Wow, that's...
Your boy's gay.
No, he's not gay. You know what he is? He's media deprived.
No, he's...
No. Shit you not. He's not gay. He's media deprived because this guy, he has a 60-inch TV. Beautiful, you know, one of those wonderful, awesome TVs. Great surround sound. Do you know the asshole does not have cable? He only has an antenna hookup. He only gets the local channels. I swear to God, he has a UHF loop on the back of the set.
That's what I was looking for.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's media deprived in that sense. Now, other ways, he has like stacks of movies everywhere. And of course, you know, he's all over all kinds of TV shows you can get online. But yeah, the dude's media deprived everywhere else. So what'd you look for? What were you finding?
I don't want to say yet.
Oh, is this another teaser?
No.
Damn.
It's just going to take forever to download.
Oh, one of those.
I don't want to talk about it until it's done.
Really? Just in case it doesn't download?
Just in case.
Just in case what?
Just in case it doesn't download.
Okay.
Doing my gorilla impression. By the way. He called me the other day yelling.
He called you all like 20 fucking times during last week's show.
Yeah, because he wanted to get on the show.
Hey, I want to be on the show. Call the studio line.
Oh, he was calling me. He got the studio line number. Anyway, he's mad at me, and I pawned it off on you.
What? What? Huh?
He's mad that we took him off the MySpace page listing as a co-host.
He's not a co-host. He's not an active
co-host. I know,
but
I said it was your choice, not mine.
That's fine.
In fact, I even said, if I had my way, I'd have left you on there. But Trench made me take.
Okay, now that's an asshole thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
That when you go to the myspace.com/spankwagon on the left-hand side, it has all the hosts. And those are active hosts.
They are.
So, like, when Chief's gone, Chief's getting taken off.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Can't we just make him up? You know, we shouldn't take them off. We should make them field operatives.
Field ops. There you go. Well, we'll never hear from Chief again.
I don't know. Can you get a signal in a freaking mud hut?
For prostitutes? I don't know.
By the way, I'm calling this right now. 6 months and he's back.
6 months? You think he's going to be back in 6 months? Why?
6 months. Just why? Gut feeling. Yeah, we got lots of dead air tonight. That's all right. So, folks, I got to tell you something.
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
That's not very nice. I mean, that's pretty short.
Yeah, well, I just hope the marriage lasts that long. No, I'm kidding. I know the marriage.
The marriage
is going
to last for fucking ever. They're going to be like 82 having their 61st wedding anniversary or whatever.
Either that was some quick math or you just bullshitted your way through.
I think I bullshitted my way through, but if it works out, let me know.
But I don't know if you can see what I'm drinking here.
Oh, my God, you're drinking Diet Coke.
That's all I drink anymore.
Oh, God.
I can't drink regular Coke anymore.
What? Wait, what?
You know, my wife and I said, oh, you know what? I need to lose some weight because I'm a big fat ass.
Okay, wait. You're talking to me. I weigh 240 pounds.
Yeah. Don't you remember how much I ballooned? I've gone from 150 pounds, if that, all the way up to 190. So with my last job, I mean, I just sat and ate all the time.
You sat and ate all the time. Yeah. You're in a car.
I'm still sitting eating most of the time.
So wait, that means no more of those really good coffees.
Ha ha.
Now, that's 7-Eleven. I'm talking about that self-heating coffees.
Oh, yeah. Well. Fucking Decaf still has one in his car or in his house. I saw it the other day on Sunday when I was there for the Super Bowl.
That's cool.
But so I just started. I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to start laying off the regular soda. I'm going to switch to diet.
Okay.
So I did, and now I can't drink anything but diet. Regular Coke tastes like shit.
What you need to do is quit drinking soda altogether.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
See, the fact is the whole soda still, you know, diet still has carbohydrates. Diet still has all that stuff that's bad for you.
Yeah, I know, but
you know, you're not really doing it. You know what you need to drink?
I drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water, but I just really like Diet Coke.
Do you have any ideas of what you're going to do maybe for a little bit of exercise too? Exercise can't hurt.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing for exercise.
Sitting on your ass?
No, fucking running to fix printers all goddamn day.
There you go. So in other words, it's not the best exercise program.
Not the best.
But it'll work. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, can I play something? And then we can do the dead celebrity?
Why don't we go ahead and have you take care of us for the break?
Oh, you want to do a whole break? All right.
Yeah, let's do a whole break, figure out and regroup. Maybe we'll actually be a little more energetic.
All right, hold on.
Half.
Give me like stretch because I need to get some music.
So we are going to the break.
Wow, you are a really bad stretcher.
Soon. Don't make me laugh. Please don't make me laugh. It hurts too much to fucking laugh.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Tech Pepsi figured it out. I'm sure Virtual One still hasn't.
What? Oh, yeah, well.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. I love Vert. He's a nice guy.
Vert's a great guy. But he does the same shit you did.
What's that?
Like, if I give an idea or I have, like, I'm trying to troubleshoot, he assumes I don't know anything.
A lot of people assume
I don't know shit. And I don't blame him. It's not like I share my knowledge. It's not like I actually tell people what I know or don't know. But always pisses me off.
You're all about telling people what you know.
No, I'm not. Bullshit. I will call shenanigans on that. Total shenanigans. All right, so let's see. Am I still stretching?
You're still stretching for
God
a second.
Damn it, I hate stretching because I'm a fat ass. Let's see. How can I stretch anything out here? I don't know how. Am I done stretching?
Yeah, you're done stretching.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest, and we honestly mean this, normally we're the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Tonight's not going to be so great. This is actually going to probably go down as one of the most meh shows in all.
I think you know what. I think right now that's going to be the
meh. How was the show tonight, guys? Meh.
All right,
you're up.
If your ass is a Chinese restaurant,
why am I not surprised?
I'll have.
We'll be back.
It's not what I was looking
platter.
For, though.
My friend Jerry made a drink just me and home and class. So I could get chicks, dig guys that are queer, guys that don't dig chicks, that don't dig guys like me.
old people that kick ass. Like that old guy that married Anna Nicole Smith. What a fucking man that is. He's from Houston, J. Howard Marshall. God bless that man. See, when that came out, when that went down, oh, so many women thought that was so terrible. Like, oh my God, that's so sad because she doesn't even love him. I'm like, don't you think he fucking knows? The guy's 90 years old. He made like $1 billion from scratch. Chances are he's a tad crafty. No. He's old. He's like a baby. That fucking guy knows what's up. I mean, how do you want him to die? The guy's in a wheelchair. He can't even wipe his own ass anymore. He's like fading in and out of consciousness. How do you want him to die? You want to close the shade, sing me Bible songs? Fuck that shit! Went out and got himself a big, fat Kentucky Fried hooker. That's the way you go. The whole family, like vultures surrounding him, hoping to give him advice. Like, Father, if you just invest in... I know what I'm doing. Shut the fuck up. Wheel me up here. Wheel me over yonder. The big girl. Oh, Nicole. Anna Nicole! Oh, you wildly overfed Texas flower. Come over here for a moment. Listen here, sweet petunia. Seeing as how your modeling career's in the crapper and your ass has grown to the size of a small couch, I got a proposition for you. Hey, you shut the fuck up, Junior. I know what I'm doing. I'm a grown man. Listen here. I'm going to cut to the chase. Lick my balls. I give you everything I got. What do you say there, baby? I got a lot of money, but not a whole lot of time. Just give me a hair and don't look me in the eyes, because that shit throws me off. Clear the room. Clear the room. Oh, family, they're coming in cock-blocking. You're like, Father, can't you see she doesn't love you? She's only doing this to get to your money. Like, oh, no shit, Captain Obvious. Tell me, what was your first clue? That I'm bald, that I'm 90, or that I've been shitting into a bag for the past 14 years? You freeloading cocksucker interrupting my erection? You come in here again, I'll have your dick stapled to your forehead, a flaming pineapple shoved up your ass. I killed Kennedy, motherfucker. I'll kill you too. What? No, I don't pay no attention to my children. I was drinking back when I had them. These all partially retarded. Lick them balls! That's where the money is, honey! Get these doctors out of here! What are you, a fucking magician? You bringing me back, cocksucker? I'm 90 years old! I want to meet the good Lord with a smile on my face! Where's that fat hooker? Hey! Anna Nicole! Oh, come on, babe! I see you out there in the hallway! Who the fuck else is wearing a size 52 red sequin dress? Get your fat, tacky ass in here and lick my balls! I only got about 35 minutes left!
Jay Howard, you know I would love nothing and to be with you right here and now, but see, visiting hours are between 9 and 11. And right now, it's a cold in the water.
This just in! I just purchased the hospital! New rules! Lick my balls 24 hours a day! And you the only one on staff!
But I can't do it right now. Your whole family's here.
They're gonna help. Junior! Junior, you useless cocksucker! You get over here and be of good for once in your life! I want you to pick up her skirt so I can see her pussy in the mirror while she licks my balls! And I want you to bring your oversized ass over this way so I can spank you with my good hand! Me a couple of warm-up strokes in here. Life is good. Life is good. Oh, yes, sir. Gee, I will not let you disrespect me like this. You know, I used to be a model for Guess. Well, guess what? That was then, and this is now. You got fat and I'm fucking rich. Lick my balls! I will not be denied. I swear to Christ, I'll cut y'all all out. Where's my account? I feel myself fading. I want to purchase some things. I want me a fire truck filled with circus freaks and dancing naked ladies with rockets shooting out of their assholes and ponies. I've always loved ponies. Oh, Lord, this is it.
oh, I'm going down a dark tunnel. Oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, and I see angels, and I hear beautiful music. And oh, I believe it's time for a rim job. I'm not dead yet. Lift that ass so you don't get that cash. I want you to dunk your tongue into my keister like a thirsty Rottweiler drinking out of a toilet bowl. Or the last breath out of my body be a fart you suck out of my asshole. And then you can have the house. That's a fucking man. That's where you go,
wow.
Man. What, are you gonna fucking live forever? You're not. I'm gonna be dead someday.
Yes, Joe Rogan. And why did we play that?
Ladies and gentlemen, now is in the time of Spankwagon, where we tell you about the dead celebrities of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, today's dead celebrity of the week, Anna Nicole Smith, 39 years old, possibly a millionaire, definitely a rim jobber too old, Argentarians. Mother of something like two, I think. No one's for sure.
Two, definitely. Maybe three. Who knows?
Lover of many.
Especially the old.
Especially the old or the rich or the slightly
confused.
Do you
confused. Like my body?
Dumber than a brick. In the bottom of the ocean. It is the dead celebrity of the week, Anna Nicole Smith. Gotta ask, though. Gotta kind of wonder. First off, did she kill herself? Do you think she killed herself, especially with all the lawsuits?
No, I think she asphyxiated on her own vomit.
But she was really thin.
Yeah.
So it was drug related, you think?
Might be, but...
Wait, you're saying she went out like Mama Cass?
No, not choking on a sandwich.
Okay.
No, she asphyxiated on her own vomit. I think that's ultimately what killed her, but what caused the vomiting is going to be the interesting part. Apparently, her bodyguard said she's been sick with the flu for the last couple of days. Wouldn't be surprised if she took something to help her sleep because she hasn't been sleeping well, knocked her out, vomited in her own throat, choked on it.
What a way to go.
Went out like Hendrix. Does that mean I have to say roll me over? That's how Anna Nicole died?
Yeah, exactly. Boy, yeah. You know, you got to wonder, though. I mean, she has so many lawsuits right now. She has the lawsuit for the money from the millionaire, the old fucker. That we just heard Joe Rogan talk about.
J. Howard Marshall.
Yep.
J. Howard Marshall.
She has the lawsuit pending for the paternity as to who is the father of her daughter, Dale Lynn or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they don't know if it's Howard K. Stern. No, not the internet or not the radio guy, but
no,
it's
her
lawyer.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband is now saying that it could be his.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband said he's had a 10-year affair going on with Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, boy. So we have that, and we have this makeup artist that she dated for a while.
Yeah, like Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, that's Prince Frederick von Anhalt.
Frederick von Anhalt, I am the prince.
Now, usually this is where we detail the person's life and blah, blah, blah. I got to tell you, guys, start calling in, because the first time I masturbated to Anna Nicole Smith, it was in the Valentine's Day issue of Playboy where she was in the bubble bath with the cigar and the top hat. Oh. Dude, I beat my meat
gorgeous
like a
body.
Circus monkey to
and
that thing.
Real tits. Oh. That, you can't beat that. You really,
no,
I mean,
she
I
did have implants.
Did she?
Yeah, she had implants on top of nice big boobs anyway.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute. What? Oh, how?
She had. Yeah, she got implants.
Did she get under muscle or over muscle?
I don't know. But I know when she was a stripper, she did get implants.
Interesting. Okay.
But usually we talk about her life and stuff, but I'd like to play something else.
All right.
Some of her greatest moments.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Feeling good tonight.
Yes, I am.
The stars are out. Where are your shades? It's so bright.
Where are my shades? Y'all took them from me and hid them. That's what you did.
So what's really going on?
What's really going on is I'm very happy with the outcome of the Oscars. And
she was at the Golden Globes.
Lovely guy. I love him.
So much passion and zeal, huh?
I that's my passion. This guy from Italy.
This guy from Italy, at least I think he is, because he just says ciao a lot.
I'm drunk, and it's just happiness, and it, you know.
Wait, she just said drunk is happiness.
I love him just for showing his
balls.
And not giving a crap about anything, like.
Except on her chest.
You know, and just love and laugh, and I'm just so happy for him. I am. I'm so, so happy.
Because he didn't get herpes.
It's really good. Hey, you got a little southern accent. Where are you, do you? Or am I just imagining? Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, what are you doing these days? You're doing a lot of modeling?
She's the steer.
Just modeling and...
Because she acknowledges, you acknowledge God. I mean, you were acknowledging Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. A lot of people...
Most people do acknowledge Jesus when they're puking or drunk or just kill somebody.
Or winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought there were more to it than that, but I guess there isn't.
So, yeah, that's our dead celebrity.
Oh, wait, we do have some more
clips
of her being completely idiotic.
Hold on, then.
Here we go. Here's another good one. This looks good.
Look at this naked picture of Anna Nicole. Look at this naked picture. Man on man.
You have to open the whole thing and show
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at what I do to you.
Okay.
You have some.
Dear Howard Stern, please note that when you're on a radio and you're telling people to look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, they can't. No, they really cannot. Not at all. Dumb shit.
Here, try this one. This is her Trim Spa commercial.
Want to step into my reality? Then enter Trim Spa's $1 million makeover challenge.
Want a Viper?
Yeah, no, you know what?
Here's the thing. How many takes did it take for her to actually sound like that? Or who else is doing it?
That's got to be overdone.
Secondly, she is named in that lawsuit against Trim Spa. She may have actually literally, you know, may have honest to God taken Trim Spa and lost a bunch of weight. Great for her.
Yeah, I'm sure the meth hurt either.
Yeah, meth probably didn't hurt either. But so many people took Trim Spa and it didn't work. So they're suing, not only are they suing Trim Spa, and I don't understand this, but they're actually suing her. Well, they were attempting to sue her as well. Because...
Oh, she is named in the suit.
Because she lied to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you dumb shit. She got paid to say it works. It's a spokesperson. If you're taking a spokesperson at face value, you have not been around for the past 30 years, 40, hell, since TV came about in the 50s, 40s and 50s, and realized, if Colgate's paying for this TV show, and they're talking positive about Colgate, maybe it's a whole kind of, ruse? No, people don't realize this.
And this is my favorite.
Model and reality show star Anna Nicole Smith.
Is this when she went weird on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
Like my body.
Trim Spa plug.
I was honored to be on our next performer's new video.
Waver.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my Make Me Beautiful duet.
So stoned.
Keep clapping, fat whore. Keep clapping. Yeah, so that's that bit went in the toilet, didn't it?
Pretty quick, so we'll just end it. We'll end it.
Okay.
Your dead celebrity of the week. Anna Nicole Smith, 39 years old, going out like Hendrix.
nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. You get nothing.
I hit it.
You lose.
Twice.
Good day, sir.
Yeah. So that was that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I should just start. Just start randomly going through my songs.
Everyone has ace.
It's been a while since I played that.
Yeah, a whole week.
Two, actually. I don't think I played it last
week. You didn't play
last week?
Maybe you didn't. There was so much going on.
No, I don't think I was here the week
before. Wow, this is really going to be the meh show, isn't it?
Isn't it really? So, wait, I even wrote show notes. Let's see here. Anna Nicole. So, okay, conspiracy, suicide,
stop eating the goddamn gummy worms when you're supposed to be doing radio. God damn. So, tonight's show, not show. Fucking Murphy's just, you don't even care to be here today, do you? You don't, you'd rather be somewhere else.
No, you know,
where would you rather be right now?
Getting my cock sucked, that'd be.
Why did you go, dude?
No, I don't want to leave.
No, it's all right.
No, I mean,
it's one of those weeks where everything just kind of dissipated within the last 48 hours anyway.
I think that's what it really is.
Because, like, I got a call from Ginger yesterday. I heard about Chief today and Decaf today. So
I was like, hey, we can have an Oreo show, and then he shows up last.
And if you don't, dude, if you've got something better to do, I can hold my own.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Because I actually wrote show notes. I wrote them today. So, conspiracy, suicide, or murder. So,
oh, for Anna Nicole?
Yeah.
I thought we were done with that bit.
Yeah. Methadone present in her son system, and it was rumors in her baby system.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, she obviously is on drugs. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, she doesn't, I mean, look at her as a person, you know, not
Do
just as a
to.
Muscle. Yes, look at her as a person. She has one of those addictive personalities. She gets hooked on things. Whether it's cheeseburgers or meth, she gets fucking hooked.
Or old men. You know what? She was bound to go down in a hail of bullets or a blaze of glory. Take your pick.
Well, this definitely isn't a blaze of glory if she choked on her own vomit. It's not like she was doing anything that people are really going to miss her for.
You know what's funny? This will get more attention than Mama Cass's death did, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man.
Hold on. That was just a chicken bone. I'm okay. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's talk about something else, shall we? Let's talk about Steve Jobs.
Oh, why are we talking about Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs had something real interesting to say this week.
What's that?
I'm scrolling to find it. That all music should basically not... all downloaded music should not have a DRM.
Huh.
Yeah. And that basically the fact that a DRM has to exist is something sad about our society and all that kind of good stuff.
But this is the guy who has Fair Play...
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it to countdown cater to the fucking record companies.
Well, it's not nearly as bad as Microsoft with the Zune, but...
Well, the fucking Zune doesn't even work with Vista, and Vista has so much DRM on it, you barely... I am surprised someone didn't get pissed the fact that the keyboard is still laid out QWERTY.
Sorry, I don't really have a response to that. I can't do this anymore. Sorry, dude. Spankwagon, the Foley edition.
You know, it was just, you know, fun stuff. All right.
Oh, boy. Let's see if the chat room.
Did we get that out of our system?
I really hope so. You know what? Let's not talk about anything in particular tonight. Let's let the callers call
in.
Yeah,
we need callers in.
Call in. Just call in. Let's talk about some bullshit. Let's fucking bullshit for a while. We don't have anybody here.
We don't. We're bored. I mean, oddly enough.
You know what we do need to talk about?
What we do?
Next week. We need to talk about next week.
What's happening next week?
Next week is Ginger's release party for the calendar.
Yeah. Now, are we going to have anything in studio going on for this?
I think we are. I think we're going to have something in studio. I'm not 100%.
So are they going to be cute?
Dude, look at the calendar. For those of you that haven't seen the calendar yet, myspace.com/LuckyBettys. You can order your calendar online. Please do, because it is fantastic.
Dude, I mean, we sold the calendar to every guest that's been in the studio so far.
Well, we've given them mainly, but.
Well, I think we've been selling some too. So, I mean, you know, they're worth it. They're worth the $20. They're great calendars.
They are.
And you need to buy them because supplies are very limited. I don't think these are going to go into a second printing just because of how late it is in the year. So you need to go to myspace.com/LuckyBettys. If you need to figure out a better way to get there, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the Lucky Betty's link on the left-hand side. All right. So I think Murphy and I both agree that we're turning this show over to you guys by having you call us. For those of you listening live, you know.
Yeah, please call in. And, man, I've got to stop eating these fucking things.
Yeah, you're smacking and literally.
They're over there. You know what? I do want to play. It's an old favorite of mine, and it makes me laugh.
And we'll play this while we're waiting for calls?
Yeah, we'll play this while we're waiting for a call. So. Okay. This is a short one, but hopefully we get a call.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Doing a real good job on your
picture.
Just
a coffee.
Please.
I'd like some more too, please.
Sure. She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch. I'll bring a little coffee.
What are you doing?
How do you like that?
Stop it!
You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home.
Oh my God, what the hell?
You've never heard
I've never heard that commercial.
It's the Canadian anti-domestic violence PSA.
In other words, lady spills coffee, so he beats the shit out of the waitress.
Yeah, a waitress. He pours the hot coffee all over her chest.
Oh my God.
Oh, God, that's fucking comedy there.
But I thought the Canadians don't have domestic problems.
Well, I don't know. It never aired. It got banned.
Did you think?
It got banned. There's another one.
Talking about banned commercials. Okay, first off,
Jesus.
The fucking Snickers commercial where two dudes kiss. First off, it wasn't that good of a commercial. It was kind of that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But the fag groups out there.
It just puts us in a bad light.
It puts us in a bad light. No, it doesn't. It shows two guys kissing and what? They got to do something manly, rip out chest hair? Oh, well. Are you trying to say that faggots don't have chest hair, therefore they're not manly? Is that what you're saying? Because gay men shave their chests, they're not manly? That's what you're offended at?
Hey, I know straight guys that shave their chests.
So do I. But still, the point is, I don't understand what the problem is with the Snickers commercial. It was just a dumb commercial. The second one.
Ugh.
The GM commercial.
With the suicide robot.
Yeah, and then they finally took out the suicide.
Why?
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Speaking of faggots.
it's our favorite ass pirate.
Yeah, okay, ass pirate. We have to ask you a question. Did you watch the Snickers commercial on the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Take the cock out of your mouth before you start talking to us.
It's a fucking yes or no question, Tech.
Yes, I did.
Okay. This is also a yes or no question, Tech. Were you offended by the Snickers commercial?
Hell no.
Okay.
No, it is just barrels and monkeys have fun.
Hey, Tech. Did it turn you on?
Oh, no, it did.
Are you sure? I mean, two hot, sweaty men
working on a car,
getting close to one another.
After what they did afterwards, then it just totally lost it.
So, now here's the more important thing.
Okay.
Bring that back up. Did it get you hot?
Of course.
Did it make you sweat a little?
I didn't really like the fat one, but I really like the other one better.
Yeah, you like the skinnier guy?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy that you like?
Pretty much.
Oh, you like him little skinny, little thinner?
I think he likes humor.
Oh, yeah. Am I your type?
I have to look at a picture of you.
Well, you can see me at myspace.com/lsmack. You can find me there. I'm linked off of the Spankwagon page. Now, I'm not particular.
Just go to
Lsmack. Lsmack. Look, you'll find me linked up. Look, just go to Spankwagon. Okay, myspace.com/Spankwagon. You'll find me. I'm on there. It's Murphy.
Okay.
So it got you a little hot and sweaty there, huh?
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Did you get a full-on chub, or was it just like a semi-chub?
Semi.
Just
but
a semi?
All right.
Now,
but what about the guys? I mean, we're enough talking about the candy bar.
I thought it was hot, though.
Do you like your Snickers with nuts or almonds?
Cream, please.
Do you like your nuts with hair or no hair?
A little bit of hair, but not really.
Just a little to let you know that it's a man, but not so much that you go.
Yeah, not a lot to get hairball stuck in your throat.
So you came out openly to your parents.
Yes, I did.
Did you bring him a Snickers to comfort them?
Come on. We got some serious questioning going here. Come on.
You say serious. This is off of your board.
Yes. Hey, look, I'm trying to get him in the mood. So
for what, you?
No. When you, so how many guys have you been with? A lot, a few, one, seven?
Actually, to tell you the truth, none, but I've been with, like, one online, but that went sour, but,
Wait, one online? Is that like you
online?
Masturbating with a finger up your ass?
Actually, I've never been with anyone yet.
You haven't been with anyone yet. So how do you know you're gay?
I look at porn.
I look at porn too. Does that make me gay? You look at gay porn?
Of course.
Now, do you look at tranny porn or specifically gay porn?
Gay porn.
Gay porn. Now, what's your favorite kind of gay porn?
Anything that's on, anything that was on Queer as Folk, I mean, you know, I haven't really seen, like, any magazines is a way to go.
You gotta enunciate a little bit better, my friend. You are a little, little mushmouthy there. Now, is that a load in your mouth? Okay, now here's a good question, actually. I mean, do you, when you beat off, do you come in your own face, or is it into a rag?
I just make a mess in my hand.
You make a mess in your hand, so you don't fuck a sock or anything, you just...
No.
Wow. So, what would your ultimate date be, then?
My ultimate date?
Yeah.
Somewhere romantic, maybe a movie.
Romantic, like what, like a rest stop, or...
YMCA.
Come on now, Trench. Let's get him. Let's hear what his idea of a wonderful romantic date is.
Probably an afternoon outing to a movie, and then later on that night, just go somewhere not too fancy, but fancy enough to have dinner and stuff, and
lots of oysters.
What?
Oysters? Would you have lots of oysters?
Pretty much.
Dude, I gotta tell you, you're killing this bit. Come on now, pick it up a little bit. So, okay, are you gonna put out on the first date, I guess, is a really great question.
Maybe depends on the person. If he's pretty much into me and I'm into him, then probably...
Literally
into you. Now, you said before that you're gonna be a bottom, right? You're gonna take it right up in the ass?
Of course.
So when you masturbate, do you stick a finger up your ass?
No.
No, why not? Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
And you didn't like it?
I use something more than my finger.
Oh, what did you use?
Anything that's not pokey.
Anything that's not pokey. So no pineapples then?
No.
Okay, now let's do a spank wagon first.
Okay.
Trench? This is what I'd like. Trench,
yes,
do
yes.
we have the cam on?
You know,
let's turn the cam on.
On
we're
going to
turn
you?
The cam.
You?
No, on you.
Why me?
Because, hold on a sec. Let's bring up the lights. Pepsi, you stay there. Trench, you stretch.
I can't. What? What? What am I gonna wait? What? What the hell are you doing?
What's the website?
Spankwagon.net. It's No, that's not. There you go. Okay, Murph. Oh, you asshole! Don't you do it! No, motherfucker! No, motherfucker!
Come on, do it! Do it!
God damn it! I do anything for this stupid show. Way too much for this stupid show.
Now, okay, you there, Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I turned down the lights here, and you can see Trench a little in the camera. Now, I think it's really important that you be in the mood for this.
Oh no! Okay. Oh no!
I'd like you to.
I will drop this fucking
call.
No,
you won't.
Yes,
no,
I will.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
Break out, Quaalude Man. Break out, Quaalude Man.
I can't.
Break him out.
I can't.
You can.
Not with the setup.
Try
it. Not with what you're setting.
Try
it. Not with what you're setting me up for.
Come on. Just imagine it's a girl with a deep voice.
No, I can't. What?
Come on.
No.
Come on here.
No.
Bring up my music.
Unfortunately,
bring up my music.
Unlike you, I'm not a faggot.
You don't have to be a faggot.
I'm not.
We're gonna help. We're gonna help Tech.
I don't want my voice.
Don't ruin this
bit. Don't
ruin the bit.
I do not want my voice.
Don't be a bit ruiner.
No, I'm gonna ruin this bit.
Do not ruin this bit.
I'm gonna ruin this worse than.
Bring up my music.
Wait.
Bring up my music.
Your music's up.
All right. Now, Quaalude Man.
What the fuck? Now we're playing this?
Yes.
You're going to ruin this song.
We're not going to ruin the song. Come on, Quaalude Man. We need him.
I can't. I just can't.
If there's ever been a time when we've needed Quaalude Man, it's now.
Fuck you, Tech. Don't even. You of all motherfuckers.
Come on,
dude. Better not bag me.
Come on.
This is going to be podcasted.
Exactly.
I have dignity.
Look, can you think of a better way to do this show?
Well, yeah, but you're
Fuck
usually
off.
Not involved.
Do the Quaalude Man.
Ow.
Come on, you can do it.
No, this you don't understand.
You can't
my
do it.
My throat, my neck, everything about me hurts.
I'll take one for the team. All right, Tech, this
okay.
is what we need for you, okay? I'm going to get going in the Quaalude Man voice, and I want you to stroke your meat. Are you ready?
What the fuck are you...
Okay.
You can't even do it.
This is all I can do.
You sound like a 40-year-old.
So stroke your man meat. Get it up and going. You faggot. This is what you're going to die from. Lots of it. AIDS-infected asshole. This is going to be you. Dead. This is why they haven't found a cure for AIDS yet. They can't get those little white mice to butt-fuck each other. Is he beating his meat? I don't even know if that I'm... Here, look, here, well, there we go. Are you beating your meat still?
Yeah.
Are you beating your meat, little faggot boy?
Uh-huh.
Drop the call. God, that was a great setup, and if only your voice could have held out.
Dude, it hurt. I mean,
it's all right, bro. It's okay. I totally understand.
Everything about, what the hell? You just had him... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then I played the Everybody Has AIDS song.
Okay,
you took off
you know
your
what?
Headset. You missed it.
I had to walk away. It was...
It's all right, dude.
You can watch gay porn. I know you can watch gay porn.
No, I can't watch gay porn.
Then why the hell are you putting me through this shit?
Because that was really funny.
And you... Nice. Now we got the fucking
there,
lights off.
I'm sitting there telling me he's going to die from AIDS. Oh, that's some funny shit.
Oh, my God. Could you turn on the lights?
Yeah.
I'll turn them on. You stretch.
All right, I'll stretch. Take the gummy worm out of my mouth.
Hey.
Doing a Tech Pepsi line. So, yeah, that was, yeah. God, I can't believe I actually sat there and asked him all that shit. Look, guys, I have no problem with gay people. It's just that son of a bitch sounds like he literally has someone's nuts right in his mouth. Dude, Pepsi, if you call back, seriously, and we love it when you do call back, try not to mumble.
Try not to talk like this. Maybe you should go through a speech therapy class because you sound a little bit like, you know, underdog.
But, Snagglepuss, actually, stage right even. Dude, okay.
What the f-
That's what he sounds like. He sounds like a combination of Snagglepuss and Underdog.
Huh, I wonder what this button does.
What does it do?
What's Ooh, that? I found some sound effects.
Sweet.
I found a soundboard. Wow.
So, Jack, yeah, you're a faggot.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it, dude. You couldn't hang on.
I couldn't do it because I knew where you were going, and you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, you know, Spankwagon Radio needs to be more different, unique, and all this stuff. And everybody thinks it's porn anyway because the name of the radio show is Spank Wagon, and no one takes it serious. And then you do shit like that.
And it was really funny.
To someone. Someone thought it was funny. So
I thought it was funny, and I guess that's all that really matters.
I guess Jazad is like, what the Christ? Well, you know what? I'm saying what the Christ. I have no...
I wonder if Vert bailed. I wonder if he just couldn't take
it. I don't blame him. I don't blame... When our podcast listeners listen to this, they're going to freak the fuck out. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello?
Someone's trying to play the silent game with us, I think. Don't even stress yourself. Hang it up.
Well, we had a caller
there. Try and call back. Maybe it's your phone line. Maybe you suck. Who knows?
Who knows? Phone lines are fully open, 1-866-587-6257.
I mean, let's open up a discussion with the guys on the phone here. Let's talk about something.
Anybody wants to call in?
It honestly does look like it's a full-on sausage fest tonight. It really is.
Dude, never, ever refer to this show as a sausage fest and then try to pull that shit.
Hey, calm down, Sparky. All right? Take your little homophobic ass.
It's not a homophobic ass. It's just there's certain situations I don't want to be put in.
You're afraid of cock.
Highly. That's why I will never go to prison.
At least never be caught.
Yeah, that's... Well, huh? No way.
So let's... I mean, we got a guy thing happening tonight. Let's talk about guys' first sexual experiences. I mean, hopefully they're not all gay, like Trenches was, but...
Hey.
Now, you married your high school sweetheart.
I married my high school sweetheart. As a matter of fact, and I'm very proud to say this, my wife is the only person I've ever had sex with.
You know, that's a little one-sided. I'm not going to ask any more questions. All I'm saying is that phrase was a little one-sided. So she's the only girl you've ever been with?
The only girl I've ever been with. Now, don't get me wrong. I've fooled around in several girls, but the only person I've actually went all the way with was my wife. So all through high school, we were like, oh, God, I hope you're not pregnant this month.
I remember that.
That was pretty much high school.
See,
God,
the problem is you had it with
now.
One girl. I had it like with 20 at a time.
See, yeah, which made it so much easier to keep the record straight. If something were to happen, we know who.
So tell me about your first time. What happened your first time? You have to remember.
We were at my apartment. My mom was gone.
Oh, okay. Your family lived in
apartment.
I still
lived with my mom at the time.
How old were you?
18.
It's a good thing the teen went on the end.
18?
That almost got really smoking hot. Okay, so a little Gary Glitter for you there. So you were 18.
High school sweethearts, not preschool sweethearts, okay? I was 18.
Well, so wait, 8's preschool in Iowa?
I have no clue.
Idaho,
like
wherever it is you're from.
Iowa, yes, but no, it's like third grade or second grade, whatever. I don't care.
Anyway, so okay, you're 18.
So I'm 18 years
old.
Mom's not there. Ugh. We're going at it. One of the first times, so there's blood. Then we realized.
From you or her?
Her. then we realized, shit, we have to go out tonight to go to this music band thing, and she bled through her jeans.
So how long did you last?
I only lasted about... maybe a minute, but I highly doubt
you were
that.
Like a two-pump chump?
Dude, totally. We're done.
Thanks, dude. You spit on me, and that's talent. You're about 4 feet back. Now, had you guys, had oral sex before this?
Yeah. I mean, the typical, you try everything.
She blows you, you finger her.
Exactly.
God.
And I mean, it's just a very stereotypical, everything you would expect out of a very... I'm going to say almost boring, sex life but then again, it's your first time, so, you only know what you know from porn.
Yeah, it's fucking awkward as shit, too.
Yeah, totally awkward.
Is this supposed to go here now? Was it both of you guys' first times?
Yes.
Well, that's a little bit of a personal question there, isn't it?
Yes, well, the whole thing is going down that path, but, it totally was, and I don't know, we are still truly in love, so first time, and, just each other, and mm-hmm. That's it. That's been it.
Wow.
So
have you guys ever tried anal?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Are you not interested or is she not interested?
She's not interested. I'm curious, but, if she's not interested, there's no way it's ever going to happen.
Have you ever done the tushalingus?
The what?
Tushalingus?
No. Nope. Uh-uh.
Not at all, huh?
Nope.
Does she shave the brown eye?
She does, I believe.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I never paid attention.
Just a little tip.
Won't do it. Won't
just
do
let
it.
The
won't
tongue
do
flicker
it. Nope.
And see what she does.
No, I can pretty much guarantee I'd get punched in the head.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow. So what's the what's the kinkiest thing she does then?
Oh, I can't go into that.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's all right. It's more for me than for her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does she suck on your toes?
No.
Okay.
No.
What
it's actually rather benign. I mean, when you really compare it, my sex life is really My it's average. I mean, I can't lie. I'm not.
To
I
who?
Can't.
In this room?
No, no, no. To the world. I mean, it's okay. Very average, you know, compared to a lot of other people. So you, compared to you, it's boring as shit. It's about as boring as shit drying on a tile roof on your house, okay? That boring. Because you, I know this from everything I've heard from everyone else. I don't even have to hear it from you, which is typical. You prefer basically like contraptions and multiple women, tie-up bondage, anal,
I just like anything that feels good, I just say fucking do it. But my first time was a complete fucking tragedy.
At least it wasn't a mistake. Was it a mistake?
No, but it did involve major bodily injury.
Okay.
So I was dating this chick, Irene.
Was she fat?
No. She's actually quite skinny.
I will say this. You get a lot of hot women.
I do.
And I don't understand how, because you are not like...
Oh, I'm a nerdy...
You're a nerd. You got the big nose. You got the bad haircut.
The nose, dude. The nose actually works to my benefit.
Extra appendage?
Let me tell you about that. Okay. So my first time, I'm probably 14, and me and my girlfriend at the time, Irene, we go out into the desert, and I swear to God, anyone in
you
Vegas...
You fuck someone in the desert.
Yeah, in Vegas when you're 14, that's the only place you really can fuck, is out in the desert.
Okay.
So we go out in the desert, and fucking for weeks, like she was like, she wouldn't even blow me, dude. She would like lick the tip of my dick and expected me to get off on that. I was like,
not gonna happen.
So... I finally convinced her to have sex with me, and we're having sex. My foot slips on a rock, and I smash my knee down on a chunk of concrete.
Ow! Wait, you said the fucking desert. What's concrete doing out there?
It's a chunk of torn up concrete. Just like someone tore up like a piece of sidewalk or something, and it was out there. There's like just piles of it everywhere.
Okay.
So I actually tore open my knee.
You fucked her in a dump.
It wasn't quite a dump, but it's a desert in Vegas. I mean, shit. So I tore up my knee, and I'm bleeding everywhere, and there are rocks dug into my skin.
But you don't want to stop.
Oh, no, I don't want to stop. She finally, you know, like, I'm like, I can't keep going because my knee just fucking hurts, and she's...
Won't she get on top for you?
No, fuck no, not this girl. So anyway, so she goes home, and I, like, literally never speak to her again, and it started a long trend of that. My second girl, though, and God, whoever's listening to the podcast, this may get me in a lot of trouble. I'll put myself under the bus for this one. My second time ever having sex was with my friend Mike's sister, Valerie.
Uh-oh.
His younger sister. She was, God, let's see, I was 14. She was about...
Before you go any further, we do want to hear from you guys. 1-866-587-6257. So she was...
She was, let's see. She was, actually was when I was, yeah, I was 15 and she was 13. So she was a chubby. She was a chubber.
But what's wrong with that?
Oh, she had huge tits. And they were fantastic.
Were they huge or were they just bigger than what you...
Oh, no. They were huge. Okay. They were like D cups at 13. Yeah, dude.
Well, at 13, that right there. But,
yeah. But...
I mean, back maybe when we were 16.
That girl, seriously, would suck me off at a moment's notice.
Impressive.
Oh, fucking. I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on my way to blow. Oh, okay. Come on, let's go.
See you soon.
And I just had like a series of very strange sexual relationships after that.
Okay.
Just girl Bridget and then...
Bridget.
Yeah. Fucking just weird, just fucking random shit. Oh, God. Pepsi wants to call back. All right, Pepsi, you can call back, but only
no
if you don't mumble, if you enunciate. So... The most interesting sexual experience I think I ever had was with a girl named Kim. And I was totally unprepared for this. And speaking of hot girls that like me for no unknown reason, this is the epitome of that.
Okay.
So I was at the Q Club with my friend Steve and his older sister Carmen. And you know Steve. And we're at the Q Club. And her ex-boyfriend is there. And at the time, Carmen and I were just kind of hanging out. And I think she was kind of using me to make this guy Jim jealous. And Jim is there with this girl, Kim.
Jim and Kim.
Fucking knockout, dude. Like, she was, I was.
Wait a minute. Let me guess how this works out. You end up fucking Kim somehow, some way in this whole picture.
Let me
tell
you the whole
story. Kim.
So, I'm 17. She's 20. Fucking knockout, dude. We all meet and hang out. And, like, we're all kind of playing pool together. And Jim's obviously trying to get with Kim. Carmen's looking at me as if I'm supposed to be some sort of tool to help. And then Kim just kind of hangs out with me. And then at the end of the night, Jim says, all right, Kim, we're going to leave. And she says, no, I'm going to stay here with these guys and go home with them.
Nice. Now, wait, hold on.
Oh.
Caller, hello. Okay, now this is the same caller we had before.
Is
I'm
it
assuming.
The same caller?
Hey, if you're on the line there, caller.
Say something.
Talking is usually the best part.
Well, while they try and get their phone in order. Right. So, I'm still oblivious, completely oblivious to the entire situation. I'm like, oh, okay, she can ride home with us. We're all going to go back to my house and hang. And Jim instantly says, no, that's okay. And he leaves right then and there.
In other words, he's dick hurt.
Yeah, he's beyond dick hurt. And so that evening, we're driving home, and we're in my old Buick.
Right.
I'm in the front seat. Kim's in the passenger seat. I'm still not getting the hint. And then my friends are in the back seat. And she's talking about how, you know, she knows a cop and how, you know, she never gets in trouble. I'm like, oh, cool. I know someone who knows a cop. And she leans over and looks at me and says, yes. And if you play your cards right, you'll get to fuck someone who knows a cop.
Nice. So, you know, you're finally getting the clue, I hope.
Yeah, I finally got the clue. And
caller, you're on the air. Same caller.
It's Tech, and he says his cell sucks.
Okay.
He must have the cocksucker plan from Singular Wireless. So I, dude, I drilled the shit out of her like she was the Alaskan coastline. Oh, God, for about a month and a half straight, dude.
Okay.
Fucking every night, and then she just disappeared. Poof, gone.
Now, I got a question. You've lived in Vegas most of your life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the dating scene, everybody bemoans the dating scene or the couple scene out here in Vegas.
Because
it is horrible. Did you deal with that a lot where someone you like just moved because it was their turn to cycle out of Vegas?
Kind of. Yeah. Had that a couple of times with a couple of chicks. Okay, right. Nothing that was really serious. I mean, I think the most recent one you probably know was Aaron, the little blonde I was dating
a couple
years back. Yeah, it's exactly what it was. You know, she was just in town for like a rotation, and that was it.
So, all right. So, hey, we want to hear from you guys. Actually, you want to just skip the break and take this all the way through to the end?
Yeah, let's fuck it. Let's just take
after.
It all the way through.
What we're looking for here tonight, tell us some of your first sexual experiences.
Yeah. Best and worst.
Best and worst. Why not? Give us a call. The lines are open, 1-866-587-6257. If you're local, Vegas, it's 383-8120. And if you want it out long distance, it's area code 702-383-8120.
And this sounds weird and creepy, but if you like have a question about sex, and Tech, this doesn't include you. If you have a question about sex, fucking call. You'd be surprised. But sure, between me and fucking Trench, one of us can answer it for you.
We've either watched a lot of porn. Yeah, I never feel comfortable giving out sexual advice because I'm pretty. I mean, I'm going to have to admit this right here and now. I am boring as shit. I am very boring. As a matter of fact, I have done this once to my wife because I was so tired. I mean, I used to work noon to nine and. I used to have to be up almost all day and all night. I was so tired. She's in the mood. She's like, yeah, let's get it on. And I just say, no, I don't want to sweat. Good night.
Yeah, see, dude. No.
I wasn't in the mood. I just wasn't. And, you know, my wife is very, she's the type, when she wants something, she really honest to God wants it. And I'm not talking just about sex.
Oh, she's about anything in general.
Just
I know.
Anything. When she really wants it, she has her heart set to it. She's going to get it, and she's going to wear you down till she gets it. That's
Which
just how she works.
Eventually, why all your comic books are going to wind up in my house.
Exactly. So basically, you know, finally I didn't want to say no. I wanted a reason. But it was the worst excuse I've ever given.
Oh, God.
I said, I don't want to sweat. That makes me a fucking faggot.
That
is the stupidest thing to say.
You know what it is, and I honestly, is we're friends, and I'm going to tell you this flat out. You know what it is? It's because you're unhappy with your own body.
Oh, I'm absolutely unhappy with how I look. I'm unhappy with the weight I have. I'm unhappy with the fact that I'm nowhere near as athletic as when I live back home. So, yeah, I can agree with you entirely with
that. Do you think if maybe you were in a little bit better physical condition, number one, you'd probably be up for the cardiovascular and the stamina of
yes.
it, but
oh,
you'd
absolutely.
Probably be more attracted to yourself in order to want to be attractive to someone else.
And that's exactly it.
And I know this is a little gayish, but...
No, it's totally gayish, but it makes sense because you cannot have a relationship with someone else and have it be a healthy, happy sexual relationship if you're not happy with who you are and what you are.
You know, recently I've got a little bit of a tummy going, and, you know, my wife and I'll be having sex. Dude, it sits all in one place. I obviously do. Trust me.
Okay.
We're having sex. I look down, and I see my gut in front of me, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this woman's still attracted to me. It fucking happens. But you know what, dude? You've got to remember, sex is between four or five people. No, wait. It's between two loving people, and it really isn't. It's an expression of how you feel about
somebody. Well, I won't say loving people.
But wait.
Unless
you're
married.
When you deny your wife that, do you know how that makes her feel?
Oh, miserable.
You
absolutely horrible.
I got a, this is strange, I have a quasi-friend of mine right now who's in a relationship where her boyfriend is incapable, not incapable, but just unwilling to have sex, and it's also due to some of the antidepressants he's on. She's leaving him this weekend because of this, and it makes her feel like shit. It makes her feel, I said to her, that has to be so degrading to know that you're in a relationship with someone and they just don't want to have sex with you. And she just started crying. She's like, you're the only person who understands that. And, you know, it does make them feel bad. But, you know, women, the big difference between men and women is women have sex when they feel comfortable in a relationship. Men have sex to show they're comfortable in a relationship. So you've got these two forces battling against each other when you can have sex. And eventually it just comes down to everybody gets horny and has to fuck.
Exactly.
And that happened the other morning for me and my wife. Woke up, and I am not a morning fuck person. I'm an evening person. In the morning, my dick will get hard. I won't come. It's like my balls are still asleep. My balls sleep until 11. we just go, and it's...
Okay, but let me ask you this question. How early in the morning do you masturbate? If you have to masturbate and you have to pull one up, rub one out.
Or so.
So you're mid-afternoon to late.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really just... It's funny. She's like, I don't even... You know, we don't have sex in the morning. She says, because I know you're not going to come. And that's a little creepy there, Tech. Anyway, so...
I love the chat room sometimes. All right, so anyhow.
So, yeah, and the other morning is like, come here, baby. She's like, oh, no, it's the morning time. You're not gonna. I'm like, no, baby, I'm gonna. And sure enough, we fucking had some good, what I refer to as an aerobics class in the morning, and it worked out really, really well for us.
That's good. That's really good. And you have to have that once in a while. You know what? I just saw the studio engineer come in.
Yeah, the studio engineer, they're here. Yep.
And that means studio trolls in, too.
Trolls
so,
in, too.
Okay, so...
So, troll, if you want to come in and
troll,
hang
come
out
on
with
in
us,
here.
We're talking
come on
about
we're talking
sex
about
tonight.
Because it's... Troll, pick a mic.
I have a gay guy telling me that I'm cute and he knows that I like Elvis.
Come on in, troll. Pick a mic.
You missed it earlier.
Come on in, studio engineer.
Come on in, engineer. Let's.
We'll have the whole party
we'll
in here.
We'll have the whole party. We've invaded the Hess show. Let's see if we can get their crew in here. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's not good when he's creepy. Rubbing on you. All right, we'll let them get their mics and headsets on. And
we're talking about sex and the kind of... That was weird. As soon as you touched that, my whole side went dead. We're talking about how some people... don't want to have sex and the effect that has on the relationship. Now, have either of you ever been in a relationship where the other person just didn't want to have sex?
Yes.
And Hesh, studio engineer, your parents don't count.
Are you on?
You should be on.
You're on. Why don't you turn up your headset?
You on five?
Yeah, I'm on five.
Jesus. Got you way out of the fucking over there. All right. So, okay. So have you ever been in a relationship where it's like meh?
Where you just didn't want to have sex, one person just didn't want to have sex with the other?
Yes.
I think the first question is, have I ever been in a relationship?
I think the answer has to be yes. Because there's no way you'd be alive now because you'd have to blow your own fucking head off if you haven't had sex yet. You're what, 30, 40, 50?
Yeah, 50.
So okay.
52, right?
52? Yeah. Okay.
Well, by 52, you've at least had one or two good relationships, right?
And or at least spent the money on a prostitute.
What do you define as good?
Where you got your dick sucked at least once a week.
By someone other than your parents.
Or the dog.
What's up with the parents thing?
We're just insulting you. All right, so why don't we start off? Well, you said yes. Explain that relationship.
It sucked, and we broke up.
So how long did it last, the relationship?
Probably only about a year and a half, but it wasn't that way. It was only that way for like the last 6 months, you know.
So like the last 6 months, you just didn't want to have sex with this person?
No, it was just the opposite.
They didn't want to have sex with you?
Believe it or not.
What was the reason?
I think
he
was gay, but I don't know.
Okay.
Was there ever a definitive reason given, or
do we know this person?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was there ever a definitive reason given, or was it just this weird fall off in sexual activity?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I think it was because I don't like to give blowjobs too much.
He sounds gay.
That's really sad. Women who don't like to give blowjobs obviously will wind up alone with their cats. But
absolutely.
Wait, why do you say that?
Oh. Well. You know I have cats. That's the problem.
In a relationship, a happy man is a man who gets blowjobs. A happy man is a happy relationship. A happy woman is a miserable man. That's all there is to it. Women can never be happy unless they're controlling the relationship and thusly controlling the man.
I have a bob at home. I'm happy.
Is it a jackrabbit?
No, actually.
It's a toothbrush.
I've got one of those, too.
It's one of the ones that play music. She puts it in her vagina and hears the music in her head.
And you know, if you have it on long enough, the handle actually gets really nice and warm.
Jesus.
Hey, have you guys seen
crotch fire.
Remember the whole Aqua Teen episode from last week?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the 24 spoof?
Oh, yeah.
No, what?
Was that funny or what?
They've spliced in Aqua Teen Hunger Force on episode of 24.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's funny.
That's some funny shit. Unfortunately, it really is visual, so you need to...
Yeah, it is usually yeah, you do need more to of a visual it. Thing.
All right, so... So
quit trying to distract
studio
us.
Engineer. So what was...
yeah, back to the point.
What was that one... that relationship you had where just it was great, and then all of a sudden the sex just died. And whose fault? Or not even fault. Who just was the procrastinator?
Well, it's not a sex thing. It's more of a relationship thing.
Hey, explain.
Well, it's not the sex. It's the relationship that you're in. It's not the sex that was bad. It was just...
So, in other words, it was a shitty relationship which led to no sex.
Well, you know, it doesn't start out shitty. You don't go into a relationship and say, man, this relationship
this sucks.
I think I'm going to go for another year.
It does happen. And there are sometimes...
If there's kids involved...
I think they kind of degrade to that point.
If there's kids involved, that usually happens. Because when you have children together... there's a huge risk that if it sucks, you're just being married to make sure that the kids, you know, aren't like traumatized.
Well, even beyond that, I've been in relationships where there weren't children involved, where the relationship sucked ass, but the only reason we stuck together was for the sex.
Right.
That's fun. Oh yeah.
See, but when the
I've got a couple like. Oh wait a minute, no, that's just a booty call then.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Just repeat it over and over and over.
Why
and
is
over.
My phone going off? It's just sometimes you're in a relationship and the only...
Why is Stretcher calling you right now? You're on the air.
Why, you know, why if it's just for sex, why be in the relationship then? That's what I figure. You know, I make me really goddamn
happy.
Wait
a second.
So I just call up, pick up the phone and go, hey, you know
what?
Come over.
You got two male hosts and a female host not here. I think something's going on.
Yeah, they all bailed.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
I think they bailed to the same place.
They're excluding you guys.
You know what? If they did, good for them. They needed it.
Shit. They missed out on a horrific first half of the show.
Oh, God. This show has been the myth.
It's been a fucking train wreck from minute one.
It's a horrible show.
Damn.
But so what about a relationship where, you know, let's get off the relationship. What about when the sex really is awesome?
Okay, hey, let's take odds on who the daddy of Anna Nicole's baby is.
We already did that story.
I know. I just want to start off the website.
I'm saying Darth Vader.
Who?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
I didn't hear him. Now, the real Darth Vader, like the actor, or like fucking voice guy? Shit, I'm fucking done. What is his name? Edward James Jones?
Not Edward James Olmos. That's James.
It's the captain from Battlestar Galactica.
It's not the fucking voice. That kid's going to grow up with pockmarked face.
Yeah, did you hear? I don't know if this came out like before or during your show that... Zsa Zsa Gabor's.
Oh,
yeah, we covered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to what we were trying to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. If the engineer is uncomfortable about sex, there is a nice couch in the green room. Are you uncomfortable talking about sex?
No.
What about now?
Yes.
Yes, you touched him, didn't you? I can't see over the
part. It was on the knee, too, man.
I think it was on the upper thigh.
That
was
my penis.
Don't call it penis. Penis makes it sound like it's little and it's sick. Call it cock. Cock makes it sound like it has a sombrero and a gun.
It's a Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Is something wrong with
okay,
your
okay,
Peter?
Okay. So let's go. Let's cover
not
this.
In your mouth.
Hey, we just talked about this. You're fucking eating those gummy worms again.
Sorry.
We covered this earlier. No, you can't have any. Not on the. God damn it.
There's only one left. Please.
All right. Studio engineer.
Maybe she'll suck on it.
I just want to suck on
it. That's worth
it.
Studio engineer. What's your first time? Give us how was your first time having sex with a woman?
How old were you? All this stuff with a woman.
What was I? Shit, I don't know. 17, I think.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so what
this
was
is
the
where
situation?
You start telling us the whole
story. You tell us the story of it. It's got to be.
I was at a friend's house in his bedroom.
Okay, was it your friend's sister then, or
no?
Just
it was a girl.
Well, I think
sisters usually are.
No, it wasn't a sister.
And
I was at a friend's house.
Okay.
And what?
Waterbed, regular bed.
It was a regular bed.
Regular bed.
Was
How
it
long?
Her first time?
Yeah, was it
awake?
Her first time? Was she awake?
I can't answer three questions at once.
Was it her first time?
No, it wasn't hers.
Was she awake?
Of course she was awake.
Just double second.
I didn't slip her no pills.
Or no penis.
It lasted a whole, I think, 10 seconds.
There you
wow,
go.
Okay.
Two so pump jump again.
Not, yeah, just... Boom.
So far, none of us have had a good first sex.
No one has a good first time.
I wind up tearing a knee open.
What are you talking about? That was awesome.
For you.
And did you ever talk to her again, or was like that it?
Oh, yeah. No, we went out, actually.
Yeah? Did you maintain a relationship?
How long did the restraining order last?
Honestly, just to let you know, if it's the same person I'm thinking of, she's fucking hot.
Was she?
Really?
Fucking hot.
She was hot at the time.
Did she let you stick it in her ass?
Well,
really?
Well,
did she?
Look, there's...
I like it that way. Oh, no.
There's grades of progressing. You don't. First time you have sex, let me stick it in your ass.
So was it her first time?
No, I already said that.
So she may have progressed to the next level where you're still at the, you know.
Yeah,
she
may have been the beginner. She's
probably
intermediate.
She may have been ready. You may have been the person that could have done it for her.
Well, she might have been more like.
She's ready for ass fisting and you're just twiddling her clit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I probably could have been something like that.
Wow. Do you know where she is now?
Yeah, I think she's still in town.
Still in town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about you, Studio
What was
Troll?
Your first time?
My first time sucked ass. I was 14.
Okay.
And he was a pencil dick.
Wait, hold on, time out. How old were you, Murph?
I was 14.
So, okay, 14 right now is the youngest in the studio. Keep going.
Well, he was a pencil dick. I was like ditched school one day, went to my house, you know.
Okay.
It was like
four. She said it was in the desert. I was going to laugh.
Really?
Hey, I have had sex in the desert.
Did the guy
times.
Tear his knee open?
No, I don't think so.
Enough of your story.
I am not going to admit anything like that.
So the guy was a pencil dick. How long did it last for both of you?
I don't know. I probably went on 10 or 12 minutes. But I was.
Damn.
I was virgin. He wasn't.
Oh, see, other side of the coin.
Right. But he still sucked.
The guys, you know, let me ask this question then, because maybe someone doesn't know this. For men, the first time is usually wham, bam, done. Pure and simple.
First time, third time, 28th time. Last time,
yeah, you can whack off 20 times and you're still gonna
and it's still gonna be over within seconds of starting when you actually have the sex for the first time.
Yep.
Women though, how long does it last? Is it on and off just like men, or is it gonna take a while? You got to build up that esteem.
I'm multi-orgasmic, so I can fuck for hours.
Did you come the first time you had sex?
No. As a matter of fact, I actually had my hymen broke twice because he didn't do it.
How do you break it twice?
Time.
Oh, okay.
It didn't. He, like I said, he was totally a pencil dick. It really sucked. It was awful.
And did he talk a good game? And that's why you went to bed with him?
Yeah, and I was probably pretty stoned and drunk. And,
got it.
Yeah.
So okay, now, last week,
the goddamn drugs leads to everything.
Yep.
Yes.
So now, you don't like to suck dick.
I know. I'm good at it. I can do it, but no, not really. I don't really enjoy it.
Interesting.
She doesn't get off on it.
She doesn't get off on it. Well, it's kind of hard to. There's not exactly a G-spot in the back of the throat.
I like hands.
That would be impressive.
A G-spot in the back of the throat?
Now, that would be...
Nah, it'd be impressive if he's that long.
Damn. Mm.
What, you're not?
You're not?
Oh, pencil dick.
No, pencil dicks have got decent length. They're just kind of about that big
around. They're stretching the shit out of
the
side.
And, yeah,
they'll hit the bottom. They just won't stretch the sides out.
Exactly.
You got to have the girth.
Look, let's put
girth
it this way.
Yes.
A baby's head's like this big around. So I don't care if your penis is this big. Like half inch diameter or 3 inches, it's not going to matter for a woman.
Oh my god!
So you're a motion of the ocean kind of guy, huh?
Wow. So no, what he basically
I'm packing a tuna can, and he's talking about motion of the.
Hold on. What I think the engineer here is saying is it doesn't matter how fucking long you are, as long as you can reach the sides. And I think he made it just a slight comment against people who've had girls.
Actually,
kids.
What I think he said was it doesn't matter, you know, what size cock you had. It's going to stretch out, and it just doesn't matter what happens to her. It's all about him.
One of my current lovers is hung
current?
Like a hung like a baby's arm, to say the least. And I tell you what, I've had a child, and I'll tell you what, there is a difference because there's a lot of times where I can't take it all. So no,
that's called double penetration.
You are.
I was gonna say
way off base on that one there.
You know, there's varying degrees. I mean,
oh yeah.
I mean, some women do like it just fucking feeling like they're trying to, you know, pass a watermelon through a freaking piece of quarter inch tubing. Other ones they don't care as long as it's just fucking cock. And I swear to God, I know women that get off on sucking dick.
Oh yeah, my best friend does. She's like the. She's
Can
like
I have
the,
her number?
And
that's
a photo.
Like her favorite thing to do, and she brags about it. We'll be at the bar. She'd be like, "Yep, I suck a good dick."
Wait, was
I
that the girl?
It.
Was that the waitress from the bar?
No, it wasn't the waitress.
She's funny.
She's not there anymore either.
Yeah, you were trying to take her home.
Yeah, she was trying to take me home.
Did that ever?
And yet,
happen?
No one took each other home, and you both lose.
did that ever happen?
Losers.
No, we never went to my house.
Oh, but you went to hers, huh?
The desert. The one to the fucking desert.
No, her husband worked during the day, so.
And
there you go.
He can watch.
No, that's
you
okay.
can hold the camera.
Wait, so
that's
have you
more weed and stuff for us when he's at work. See?
Ah, I see. So it's kind of economics.
See, there
thing.
Goes exactly. back to the drugs.
Of course, it's always back to the drugs for Studio Troll.
Now,
I have never seen Studio Troll sober.
I am sober this very minute.
You are not.
I am.
I don't believe you. I absolutely
it's
do
been,
not believe you.
It has been
3 hours.
Yeah, about that.
You're not sober.
Yeah, I am.
Now, Tech is saying here that it doesn't matter what size is; it depends upon how you use it. Again, this is coming
that's
from the guy who's never had sex.
Never had sex. How would you know?
Man, sex. guess.
He's gay.
Well, I can honestly admit, though. I've
literally,
no, he really is.
It came out on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
And this morning.
He came on the show. That's horrible.
Apparently. He tried to this afternoon. If I could have got Trench to go along with it.
Yeah. Ew. Low spot in the show history. That's for all. That's all I can say.
Quaalude Man makes his return.
Oh, Lord.
Anywho.
So.
Hey, we're still waiting for callers.
We
have tons of time left, so give us a call. 1-866
Hey, I went to Blockbuster and I I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Look at that. Do we come in here and destroy the show that follows this one?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, not that badly, do we?
No, not this badly. We at least keep it on topic somewhat. 1-866-587-6257.
So
I saw a Blockbuster Attack of the Killer Bong.
Don't you mean Evil Bong?
Evil Bong.
Yeah. Oh, you saw Evil Bong?
Evil Bong from Charles Band, one
How
of our
was
guests.
It?
I don't know. I didn't watch it yet. I just saw it.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't rent it.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not going to rent that crap. I'm sure there's a lot of other movies I'd rather rent than that.
Does your parents have cable?
Of course.
Okay. It's on the in-demand stuff on Channel 1.
Oh, I don't have in-demand.
Shit.
I just got
that.
Basic cable.
No, me too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I have Dish Network. So, Studio Troll, when you do suck a dick, are you a spit, swallow, on the face, on the tits, in the asshole?
I've done it all.
Oh, okay.
But what do you prefer?
I like it in my ass.
You like him just, you're sucking dick and then sticking out and just coming in your ass? Wow,
okay.
That was well-timed.
Okay, we were talking about Blockbuster and Attack
now,
of the Evil Bong.
Where do you
take
that? That's because the engineer has no sexual relationships.
When you're sucking dick and it's time for the cum shot, where do you prefer it?
Probably on my chest.
Not in the face?
Yeah, that's okay, but on the chest is easier to clean up.
It's not for you. It's a whole lot of real estate there to deal with.
Well, yeah.
God damn, she's busting right out of that fucking thing, isn't she? What are those cum drops landing everywhere?
Sure.
Now,
it's a cum shower, right?
So I take it you are anal preferred then?
Oh, yeah.
She loves it in the ass. That is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Now
there's
we talking
wrong with that.
One finger, four fingers, fisting.
No, not
dual
that far.
Fisting.
No, I think I'm gonna pass on that one.
The red.
You're
plug.
Gonna pass on fisting.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. 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 Red boys. No.
So you
no.
You actually prefer it to the ass, or you prefer the ass to the snatch?
No, but no. I don't prefer it to that, but it's almost equal for it. Yeah.
Is this what happens to the show when the other members aren't here?
No, this happens to the show anytime. This is part of the show. You should listen.
Do you want me to turn on some porn over here? I usually just turn on porn and distract everybody.
Yeah,
on this
everybody
side
on
the
that
table.
Side of the table gets distracted by porn. Everybody over here does a show. And he has tranny porn this week. Nintendo porn?
Oh, my Lord.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. It's your body.
No good.
No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So
unless they paid for it.
All right. So let me ask
this. What
happened to the rest of it?
That's pretty much it.
That's the best part of the joke. Okay. So let me ask this, engineer. Do you like having your dick sucked by women?
Of course.
Okay.
What guy doesn't?
Jesus
Christ.
What kind of stupid question?
No.
Even gay guys answer that one, yes.
Hold on. So when you come, do you want to come on her face, chest, ass? Where do you want to come?
Interesting questions. Depending on how I'm feeling at the time.
I aim for the eyes every time. I'll just aim for the eyes.
Blinder, that way she can't see you coming.
Well,
or going.
No, you come in one eye, and then she's all stumbling around. You kick her in the shin, and you give her the angry pirate. She's, arr! No, you know what?
Come on. No, I want to hear the answer here.
I just gave you the answer.
What? Where?
Either way.
He goes for the face. He goes for the face. Every guy goes for the face.
Well, I'd rather have a swallower than the face.
Okay, so you'd rather have a swallower than a spitter. Okay, fair enough.
Why? Trench?
Me? Tits.
Tits?
Tits.
Face. I love busting
ass.
On the face. Ass. You love it
tits,
in the ass.
Ass. You know, hey, we've got a whole menagerie here.
Should take it right up into the ass.
A great smattering.
Smattering is not the word.
Pearl necklace smattering. So, okay, why?
I wonder if your kid has an ass face then. If you come in the ass.
I wonder. I saw that episode. I don't remember what show it was.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Lesson number two on how to bring a show to a screeching halt.
Fuck! We're not even this bad on your shows. We at least keep the ball rolling, a little bit entertaining.
What show is that with Mr. Assface?
Assy McGee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the one that...
I bet you his mama liked it in the ass. He cast why he came out looking like an ass. Assy McGee.
Now, why do you like shooting on the tits, Trench?
I don't know. I just do.
Did you say shitting on the tip?
No, shooting.
Shooting.
There's no scat action.
There's no poop action.
No peeing action. No one likes to pee.
Now, you know,
peed on?
I can't be down with the water sports.
Can't do that shit. That's just wrong.
Okay, I've got one for you. Three
what's
men.
A little pee
here,
or monks?
Okay. This is definitely something that men are. Okay. When your woman's on the rag, will you have sex or not?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not always, but if it's like you're really in the mood and she's actually really in the mood.
Oh, I'll drill her in the ass. Oh, hell yeah.
Right. Well, but I noticed probably about 60% of men to 70% don't even care.
Yeah, I'm not down with crying.
They don't really care. Well, you know, the thing is, though, is if you get a really good woman hot enough, it all stops. That part of it, part of her body just quits doing its thing. And it goes to regular normal sex.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, you just get a little
that
residual.
And water, too. Like, if you're in the bathtub or whatever, it stops, too.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Like I said, I am just not down with the crime scene sex. It is just not something I'm down with.
Okay, fair enough. So, we obviously haven't got any callers, so none of our listeners ever have had sex.
Are you fucking shocked by this?
Apparently, you know, I should be.
I'm shocked.
Maybe.
Virtual One is a virgin. Wow, man. That shocks me.
Maybe you should ask him like what's the quickest time that they've jerked off to? Like how fast?
Oh, dude, like 30 seconds, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
If you really have to, yeah, about 30 seconds.
That must be nice.
If you really got to pull one out, you know, just
If you just got to rock one out real quick, like
it'll take
if
me
I
at
need
least
to
five
go to
minutes.
If I need to go to sleep, fucking I'll go and.
You know, oddly enough, well, yeah, it really is because man, you're insomniac. You're like, well, you know. Fuck it.
And just jack off, yeah. Right.
Done. You go back. You go to sleep. You're just like, okay, I'm done.
It's like a warm glass of milk when you're younger. When you get older, you just jerk off and you're out to bed.
Warm, white, spout it over your own face. Okay. I see how you think.
See?
Oh, God.
I mean, sometimes you just got to beat one out and then you can go right to sleep. It's just kind of the way it goes.
But, all right. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I think
appropriately named tonight.
So,
wow. Can we just, when we get the podcast, can we just edit out the first hour and just cut
the
it?
Spankwagon, like,
what?
The Spankwagon, like, you know, when you don't want to drink?
No, it's actually Trench. He got busted masturbating in his car outside of a Sonic in high school. And
he did?
Yeah, that's what I tell people.
I thought Spankwagon was like, you can't jerk off, you can't get off the wagon. Spanking wagon.
You know
what the fuck is wrong with
dude,
you?
Dude, you suck,
dude.
You know, Trent,
how many
you're
years,
like
how
you're
many
like
years
comedy
you,
cancer?
How many years have you been doing radio?
Too many,
way too long.
Have you thought about a career change?
No,
you really should.
You really, really should because this whole radio thing and it not working for you.
You repeat after me. Would you like fries with that?
Here's your cheesy bites.
Large or medium?
Perfect, exactly, perfect.
Actually,
wait,
when I say
wait,
repeat
wait,
after me,
wait. You can't have medium without small. So I'd be large.
That's what your wife said.
What wife?
Exactly.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Nah, you know, it's sex is a weird thing. It can make a relationship. It can break a relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's fun.
But, you know, if it's bad sex, what was the worst sex you've ever had?
You mean other than tearing
your
knee?
Other than tearing your knee. What was the one you're like, oh, she's hot, she's great. When you finally get the layer, you might as well be fucking a hole in a piece of board.
Oh, God. After I got divorced, I started dating this one chick. She was very weird, Asian chick. She was cute. She wasn't smoking hop. She was cute. And, you know, God, I thrown myself under the bus for this one. So we start making out, and she's, you know, sucking my dick. And that's great and all. And you know, I roll her over, and I'm getting ready to fuck her, and I take her panties off, and the smell hit me. And it was,
damn.
It was like...
That ain't
fuck.
Right.
And,
oh, that ain't right. That ain't right at all.
The
it's
hotter,
like your penis just went.
Like she started getting really hot, and like she started getting really, you know, really into it. And I was like, it started smelling worse and worse.
Oh Jesus!
And she's like, roll me
that shit up.
Oh, she's like, roll me over. I want to see your face. I'm like, no, this is fine. And I'm like, I've got her face. I'm holding her head down onto the pillow, and I'm just drilling her from behind. And literally, I'm holding my nose with the other hand, and I'm just
you
like,
still did the pussy.
Ugh.
Was it okay? But was it the ass that stunk or the pussy that stunk?
It was the vagina.
Oh my God! Was she shaved? I mean, did she
no.
clean up down there?
No, it was cleaned up. It was cleaned up. It wasn't like all fucking 1970s Afro pussy, but it was just it just smelled so bad.
Okay. What was the worst for you there, engineer?
I don't think I had a that bad.
Are you that thankful for sex that nothing's really bad?
No, not really.
Okay. You've never had bad sex.
I really can say the same thing, too. I mean, I had, you know, one guy that was, like, just way too small. And then just,
okay,
I
way
had,
too
I
small?
I had to be a great actress with it, but
okay.
Other than that, really.
I've actually faked an orgasm.
Oh, good
man,
job.
Oh, man.
I have faked an orgasm.
How do you right fake on. An orgasm when they expect something to come?
Condom.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
So,
yeah,
I'm like, I have to be to work by noon, and this is when I work for Apple. I have to be to work by noon, and my girl's like, come on, let's just do it real quick. I'm like, fuck, I gotta be to work. No, come on. Let's do it. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So, like, I've got a condom on, and we're going at it, and I literally went, and I, like, I spasmed and, like, rolled over.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm like, oh, my God, oh, that was so good. She's like, oh, do you want to cuddle? I'm like, no, I got to get to work. I'm like looking at the clock, and I'm like, I want to come, and I want to fuck this chick, but I
got to go, gotta go.
So I just faked an orgasm, did the little spasm thing there, and just fucking
rolled.
Wait,
I tell
them.
You, that's loyalty to your job.
That's... Well, she wasn't all that great, to tell you the truth, either. You know, it was...
I was going to say.
The relationship was winding down, really down, and...
the money was running out.
Yeah, no. No, it just, you know, it just wasn't... I just wasn't feeling it. That's just the best way to put it.
You know, that's completely honest, though. I mean, those times will happen, you know. It's like, I'm not in the mood. I really don't want this. Okay, I'm doing it to make you happy. Let's go.
All right. Well, then, since we've got studio trolling, and I know you're Mr. Vanilla, so nothing. What is the weirdest thing you've done troll sexually? Just the most freakiest, weirdest, off-the-wall shit that you've ever
I'm
done?
I'm not going to admit that.
No, come on, why not? Come on, admit it.
Hey, I've done some pretty freaky shit. I ain't admitting the worst thing I've ever done.
Come on, do it. Midgets? What?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was a pretty fun one. I had.
You've actually fucked a midget.
I had lesbian midget sex.
That's,
really?
And she was blonde. She was hot.
Okay.
She's getting her pussy licked, and all she has to do is stand there and open her legs.
Yeah, really. Okay, so.
So, come on. What's the weirdest thing
what's
you've done?
What's the weirdest?
Done? I'm not going to tell you.
You're a pansy.
I used to go to the fetish balls. I've got pictures of me doing bondage shows and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So, what I consider weird is a little bit more than what you would consider weird. So.
You have no idea who you're talking to.
You have none.
None. What about you, Amir?
I like pain and bondage and stuff.
Nothing.
Nothing?
You know? Nothing?
Nothing?
About as vanilla
nothing
as
that,
I am.
Yeah, nothing that you would consider out of the ordinary, I guess.
The weirdest thing I've ever done was brought a girl home and...
Wow, that's real weird.
That is... That,
all right, how
man.
About you?
The problem is she was drugged and blindfolded.
Oh.
Problem, shit, that just makes it easier.
I want to come over to your house if you're going to do that.
Yeah, I made her wear a Dakota Fanning mask. And
Oh, my God.
No, so...
And you wear a Michael Jackson mask?
I just don't need it. But I'm already white. And so I brought her home. She's like, I don't know if I want to have sex. I'm like, that's fine. She's like, well, I would. Okay, if I can call you daddy.
What?
Okay. I was like, well, all right, we can kind of go that
how,
route.
Yeah. Now my question is what is your dick doing? Like, it's trying to get hard, and then well, I think she's it kind of goes. Well, no, it kind of goes down for a minute and thinks about it. Huh? I can just see it. Murphy's dick.
Huh? Well, she wants to call me daddy, and I really want it now.
So I started thinking maybe not. It's like daddy, daddy. It's like who's your daddy, daddy? So that's.
No, but then no. The bad side says,
come on, you know you want to do it with her.
Dude, there is no good side. They're all saying that.
Oh, okay.
So, wait. So, she's like, oh, yeah, but, and I only want you to do it from behind. I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's no problem.
So, okay, daddy
well,
from behind.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, yeah, and I want you to tie my hands up with a telephone cord. So, at this point, she's naked, bent over. I'm like, fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Ripping it out of the wall. Fucking wrap it up behind her. Behind. So, I've got it wrapped around her hands. I'm like, oh, let's make this real interesting. Go around her hands a couple of times, and I bring it up around her throat. And so.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
So, fine. And I'm fucking, you know, I'm hitting it.
You know, it'd be funny if you just left her there like that.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm hitting it, and I'm, like, pulling back on the phone cable.
She passed out.
Oh, no. So, she's, like.
I have.
She's coming
that's
up.
Good.
She's lifting up, and it's pulling at her throat, and then she's taking her hands and pulling her hands back, so it's choking at her throat more.
Oh, my God.
Auto-erotic.
She wanted that.
And she's, like, oh, fuck me, daddy, fuck me. And I'm, like, okay. And then she goes, fuck me in my ass. I'm, like, well, fuck it. If she wants it. Stick in her ass. Dude, she starts screaming, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I pull out, and I go, is she okay? She's like, why did you fucking stop? Like, get out of here. I'm like, all right, fine. So I take the fucking cord, and I wrap it around her ankles a couple of times, and I leave.
Nice. Oh.
So she's tied up. It's around her throat, her hands, and her ankles. And this was, like, you never saw my apartment. It was, like, this giant 40-foot-long cable that I had to buy from where the phone jack was. I come back 20 minutes later. Dude, she is writhing on my bed, fucking coming, as I walk in the room.
Nice.
So I fucking stick in her ass again.
Good job.
Come out. I pulled out, and I came in her hair on the back of her head.
Right on.
So there you go. That's definitely, I don't know, that's probably the most violent.
Oh, no, that's not violent. No. I've had okay. grunge fighting.
As a matter of fact, I currently have cut marks on my body because I enjoy knives
I was gonna
so
say,
much.
I was going to say, who's been punched or cut? You've been cut.
Nice.
Weird.
She's a cutter.
And have you been punched?
No,
or
I like other people to cut me. I can't do it myself.
I did have a girl want me to, like, not punch
donkey
her,
punch?
But,
donkey
well,
punch?
Take, like, a like a
no,
kind of a weird fist like that and hit her in the sides.
Hit fucking
never been
kidneys?
Donkey.
Yeah, like in the kidneys punch. And in the ribs. It was
Jesus
very
Christ.
Strange.
That is strange.
Yeah, no, that one, no.
That's what she wanted.
Hey,
when it comes to
a
sexual...
Have you gone anywhere else besides mental hospitals to pick up women?
Yeah.
Well, that was your mom's house, but...
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I just have a knack for picking up
really,
really
weird chicks.
Like, yeah, I get my fair share of normal ones, but I get some really fucked up ones, too.
But the there normal ones, you're like, man, you're boring.
No, the normal ones...
There is nothing wrong with weird sex.
No, the normal
it's
ones
good.
Are fun, too. And the I've found in my life, the normal ones are the ones that really like to get their pussy eaten. Like, the weird chicks, like, they don't want you anywhere near their snatch. Like, no, I'll just do you.
I got no fucking problem with that.
Wait, now, let me ask this question. No. Roundtable question.
Very interesting.
You like going down on women?
Oh, I love it.
Do you like going down on women?
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
No problems.
No problem. No problem here.
It's the you asked me about the nose.
Yes.
Oh, in the butthole. if you're in the 69,
I am clipping that audio. Oh, in the butthole.
The guy's nose goes right on your butthole if you're in a good 69.
That's
it's like,
the
like,
nose.
Oh,
I've been
true.
Complimented
okay.
on
the
nose.
The nose has helped out.
Oh, yes, you can get to tickle the butthole, or you can get the clit with it. It's a good clit toy.
Nice.
Our other little studio troll here. How about
the
your
engineer,
nose?
The engineer.
What about it?
Has your nose ever gotten accolades?
I mean, look at him from the side view. I would say yes.
Dude,
there's a
lot of fucking schnoz over there.
There
like,
is.
There is. Like,
I'm a little verklempt.
over on that side of the table, there's enough nose for like the four of us in here to have extra.
Okay.
You know, actually, your nose is pretty big too. So,
yeah, engineer and I never get invited to Coke parties.
Okay, no
we
shit.
We take all the fun.
You get like 5 pounds of Coke. Your fucking noses are Coke mules.
Devil's dandruff.
So, all right.
Wow. Do you have any music on there? You want to finish this in a little music battle?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but looking at the clock,
we got at least 2 minutes.
No, we don't. I'm sorry,
but
it's time to go.
But we. Totally wasted the first half of the show.
And the first half of the show sucked.
We did have that really cool silent moment.
It was kind of fun.
But
it's time to go. I have to hit the button. I have to turn the studio
can
to
I
the
play
next
different
show.
Different music then while you do your outro?
Sure.
I would just like to say thank you to everyone tuned in tonight, by the way, for our very strange episode.
Very unprepared, strange
Very
episode.
Very unprepared, strange episode. All right.
I guess I got a few people I have to thank.
Go ahead.
I think I have this. I'm trying to figure out who this is.
That's the Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, play. They're going to fucking start talking.
Just.
See, that's the thing. I don't want talking on my outro.
There.
And what's this? Sounds familiar.
Oh, you're going to like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I've been Murphy.
And I've been Trench. We got a lot of people we need to thank for putting up with a really odd show.
Yeah, no shit.
Also, first off, a big thanks to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in the studio. Don't forget our syndicates. We love you guys to death. Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, kids, if we're not live...
You'll find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcasts.lvrocks.com or check us out. We want a friend. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon.
Now, don't forget, guys, next week is the premiere party for Ginger's little calendar. If you're here in Vegas, it's going to be at the Bunkhouse at 9 o'clock. It is $5 to get in the door, and she is going to have a shitload of local bands there, including a freak show, an actual freak show.
Yep. So we thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the little bit of a Trench Murphy show. It's kind of a clusterfuck. For those of you listening on the podcast, if you made it this far, Murphy will pay you a dollar.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
All right.
You can get me at trencher@vftb.net. I will email you everything there.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
I really appreciate what you've just did.
Do you think the spammers are going to pull out that one little clip of audio and start sending you spam?
Someone's going to.
Maybe I should take that email and sign you up for Hair Club for Men.
I've never done anything like that to you.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You want to do something like that to me?
No.
Well, go ahead, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Woo. That sounds like such a threat. We're done. See you all tomorrow.
You know what? Don't even... Just leave the mics on, and let's just do our little cleanup, and they can hear us bullshitting.
Next fucking week, tune into the show. I think we'll have girls in. They'll be hot. I want to see boobs this time. I want to see boobs that are not Murphy's.
Well, you got to be a little more specific there, G. Hey, wait, where's the Studio Troll? Can studio we get some
troll,
boobie action?
Yeah, any boobs from there? Studio Troll? Studio Troll's eating.
She's Is it a Polish sausage?
Apparently not. I think it's barely a Kit Kat.
What is it? What is she eating? What is that? Lick like a stick? She's eating a cigarette. What the hell's going on with that?
She's
eating a sour
heart.
Straw. You cleavages and boobies.
Yeah,
let's
whatever.
Just leave the mics on and do our little
Yeah, whatever. Spankwagon Radio, we'll see you.
Wow, that was
next week.
It's a fucking Honda Civic with a Camaro fucking license plate.